Dr. Kevin Most joins us now. He is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. Hey, Doctor, welcome back to WGN Radio. We appreciate your time. How are you today?
I'm doing great, John. How about yourself?
Pretty good. This came up over the weekend. The president was asked about, will everybody get a test that wants a test? He said, yes, everybody that needs a test will get a test. And then there became this dust-up between want and need, and it was never made clear. I don't know what your thoughts about that are, but I'm a little confused about, does everybody get a test that wants a test, or does everybody get a test that needs a test?
John, it's the whole testing thing needs to just, everyone needs to take two steps back and say, what are we trying to accomplish with tests? If I'm trying to accomplish, hey, I just, out of interest, I just want to know if I'm positive right now, you know, okay, great. What value do we get from that? We really start to figure out how many tests do we have, where should we use them appropriately. So, you know, I look at the Chicago metro area and say we're a hot zone. We should be testing as many people as possible to find those asymptomatic people, to do contact tracing back to slow this down. But instead, we don't have enough contact tracing people, and we don't have enough testing equipment, and the tests are not in the right place, in my opinion, for the state. So what Trump is saying right now, that everybody can be tested at any time, is completely false. We have enough tests right now to test our individuals who are coming into the hospital, those who are having surgery.
Right.
We're not even at a point of testing all our staff. So we're nowhere near the numbers that he says.
People who present with symptoms, respiratory and other symptoms, there's certainly enough tests for those people, right?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And the asymptomatic people that are coming in to have elective surgery now, before we're bringing them in, we're testing them as well.
Okay.
So yeah.
People who need the test do get a test. People
Correct.
Who want the test, just, I think I'll go get tested today. I don't even know if that's you say there's not much value in that. If I put it this way, if I called up your hospital today and said, hey, I feel great. I want to know if I've got the virus. Can I come in and get the test?
No. Unless you're going to have surgery, or unless there's some other reason, underlying reason, if you said, hey, you know what, I'm concerned, I'm taking care of my wife who is on chemotherapy and is immunocompromised, okay, we might. But again, you have to remember, a negative test is good for that snapshot. It's good for that moment in time. You could go out and go to the grocery store and have somebody cough on you or get exposed to someone, and you could be positive 3 days later, as you saw in the White House. So, I mean, a positive test tells you good information. A negative test gives you a snapshot.
I was confused about that, too. So the president and vice president both have staff members who worked intimately with them and now have tested positive. But the president and vice president have not. And they have pretty much continued to not wear face masks. Only now is the vice president evidently social distancing. And I've been confused by that because the response has been, well, they get tested every day. That doesn't mean, though, that you can't get it from somebody.
Correct.
Right? So
Correct.
The fact that you keep testing negative, negative, negative is not a shield. You could still get it every single day, right?
Absolutely. And when you look at those press conferences, nobody has the mask on. So, you know, leaders should lead by example at this time. You know, it's hard to stand up there and tell everybody, wear a mask and make sure you social distance when they're sitting there watching you and the individual saying it is not wearing a mask. It is not physically distancing either. So that's that mixed message that right now may come back to haunt them a little bit.
If I have the virus, am I instantly contagious, or is there a latency period before I can give it to you?
Yeah, there's probably a latency period. It's kind of difficult to say because we don't know when somebody, you know, had it and then didn't, because when we test, you have to have enough of the virus in order to make the test positive. You probably had the virus in your back of your throat and the back of your nose for, you know, a day or two while it was multiplying to get to a point where we can measure it. During those times, if you sneeze and cough, you certainly are going to be spewing virus around. It's just a matter of how much.
So if I'm at a press conference or working in the White House and we all tested negative, one of us may have it and may be giving it to everybody in that environment.
Correct. So you can go stand up there and talk, and they talk fairly loud, and you're talking into a microphone, you're talking at a podium, and an individual is coming up before that podium is cleaned, and again speaking and putting their hands down on the same area that you just spoke over. You know, we have to be aware of that, and you would think that trying to send the right message, he would have the individuals mic'd up and they would step forward and talk, but not go all go to the same podium. So it's unfortunate that we're trying to send a message to people, and yet we're having this visual cue that the message isn't that important.
So if we're only testing the people who are sick and already showing the signs of it, and testing people who aren't showing the signs isn't definitive as to whether or not they have the virus, what's the point of the testing at all?
Well, Steve, if we can find those asymptomatic people, in other words, those that are testing positive and are spewing the disease and can isolate them, then we've slowed down the spread at that point. You know, it's all a matter of timing, though, and it's a matter of doing the test appropriately and properly. But yeah, I mean, I think personally that we're wasting a lot of money on tests right now just because of the lack of follow up and the lack of it's chaos how we're doing it.
Well, that's it. I mean, we are using our numbers of tests as sort of evidence that we are getting the thing under control. I'm hearing contrary thoughts from you about this, but the state of Illinois has a 95-page document on their website. I know we printed it out, but it's locations you can go to get tested, not only for the virus, but for the antibody as well. So I just need you to clarify something about that for me, Doctor. Give me your thoughts on this in 90 seconds. We're talking to Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine of Central DuPage. And Doctor, we were talking about the difference between need and want a COVID-19 test. The state has a list of places I can go. I was under the impression I could call them up. My listeners are doing this and getting tested whenever they want.
Oh, absolutely. If you go through the state testing, that's absolutely true. You can pull up to these sites and be tested. In the hospital setting, that's not so much the case because we don't have the number of tests. And there's a little difference. If you go to the state testing, the turnaround time for that may be 5 days, 7 days, 9 days, depending on as they start to ramp these up, the longer the turnaround time will be. I need a turnaround time on some of mine in 15 minutes. I'm getting ready to take a patient to surgery. I need to know what the results of those tests are. So we're going to take a patient from the emergency room and put him on the floor. We need to know within an hour, is that person positive and needs to go to a COVID unit, or are they negative and they can go to one where we're going to monitor them closely? So the testing is totally different when you look at the spectrum of time where you need the results or the results are necessary.
You would not advise me not to get an antibody test, right?
No, I think the antibody tests, John, are going to be the big thing that we're going to start to see more and more in the summer. And I'll tell you, we will be able to, and a lot of hospitals will be able to do not hundreds of those a day, but thousands of those a day. So when we finally get to that point, antibody testing is going to be great because a lot of people may have had this illness, had been totally asymptomatic and made antibodies to it and didn't even know it. They may have had a cold in January that actually was COVID, and now they have antibodies to it. That's what we need to know.
Doctor, they talk about some of those being available at home. There's not one I can order now that is reliable and send off, or is there one?
No, Steve, the one that they're talking about now is testing you actually for the COVID itself. So, I mean, the other one is a blood test that we're going to do where we're looking for antibodies versus looking for the virus. Will they get to a home antibody test? I'm not sure how they could do it. I mean, it would be, I guess you could do a finger stick and maybe get enough blood, but I'm not sure if that's going to be the most accurate or the best test. I think it's still going to be the hospital-based and lab-based tests that are going to give us the best information on antibodies.
I'm also thinking about the Cubs and how anxious we are to get back to some sense of normalcy, even if it's playing baseball in an empty stadium. And they would do it at Wrigley. If those guys are willing to take the risk, they're not exposing 40,000 people to it. I'm not exactly sure how harmful that would be.
No, I don't think so at all, John. I think you're going to see a lot of sports doing it. I think you'll start to see the PGA Tour doing this, where they're going to test every player. They're going to be playing at empty golf courses, but they're going to be competing. I think you'll see it in baseball as well. If you test positive, you're off. If you test negative, and they can do the test, you know, 15 minutes before the game starts, they could test, you know, essentially everyone who's going to be on the field, including the umpires. So the capability is there for quick turnaround testing versus, like we're talking, you know, the state offering the turnaround test that's 5 days, 6 days, 7 days later. And those tests, in my opinion, don't tell you much, because if you were negative 7 days ago, that doesn't mean you're negative now. It may tell us the prevalence in the community, but I don't think we're using it the right way.
Somebody gave me some lotion that kills 99.9% of germs on contact, but it's not alcohol-based. And I want to kill 99.9%. I don't know exactly what that means of anything, but I really want to go after the COVID-19 virus. I wonder if you have any advice for me, not having seen the label or knowing what this product is.
Yeah.
But it's not alcohol-based, and I thought that was the silver bullet, you know?
It is a silver bullet. So when we look at hand-washing and how we're going to clean our hands, you know, the ones that are alcohol-based and have an alcohol base better than 60-80%, they denature the virus immediately and kill it immediately. The others, where you're actually using soap and water, actually you're breaking down the oil on the skin that is holding the virus in place, and as you rinse and wash your hands, the virus comes off. So if it's killing the virus versus removing the virus, it's two totally different things. But the alcohol-based ones are great. We have a great company here in the Chicagoland area, Medline, that probably makes one of the best that's not too hard or harsh on your hands, and still has the alcohol content that you need. Because as we use it, alcohol is a drying agent and really irritates the skin of healthcare workers that are washing their hands 200, 300, 400 times a day now.
Are you ticked at the grocery stores and gas stations that don't have any way for us to keep our fingers clean when we're hitting the buttons on the gas can?
Yep. Yeah, I was at Costco and got gas, and they're walking around cleaning it after every use. Okay, they at least have people out, but you pull up to most gas stations, yeah, and you've probably seen a lot of people are using a pencil or using something else to press. It's difficult to do it holding on to the gas, the handle itself. So please make sure we know that that can happen, and think about washing your hands after you pump gas.
I watched Contagion over the weekend. Have you seen that movie?
What were you thinking?
What's wrong with you? You could have watched a James Bond movie or something.
It was amazing how smart that movie was 10 years ago.
Yep.
All right. Well, that concludes movie review segment with Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwest. Well, what are you watching when you want to get away from this? Doc, how do you unwind? What do you do?
Yeah, John, you know, it's interesting. You know, when you live it day to day and all day and you go home, the last thing you want to turn on is CNN or MSNBC or any of the news channels. I kind of, to be honest with you, take an opportunity to watch mindless TV for about an hour, and then I go read. So I'll watch, you know, American Pickers, or I'll watch, you know, some crazy show that just is going to get my mind away from what we go through all day.
Okay, so you just said you don't go home and watch the news, but I'm sure you do watch some. And I wonder if you think we're being served well by the coverage that we're seeing.
Steve, I think some of it is good, some of it's not. I think when we get some good factual data, and I do watch some, I have to be honest. I watch some here at work, and then I will watch a little bit at home. I try to at least catch portions of the press conference, although they irritate me. But we have to make sure that people understand that the data that we're giving them, you know, we're seeing, oh, the number of cases are going up. Well, of course they are, because the number of tests we're doing are going up. We should be reporting, how many ICU beds do we have open? How many patients were hospitalized? Those are the numbers that are going to tell us what the importance of the trend is, not how many asymptomatic people, you know, happen to be tested, unless we're going to do contact tracing to say that's why we're slowing it down. So that's why I say it's a little bit chaotic. But, yeah, I certainly watch the news. Mainly for me, it's what's the newest symptom, what's the newest data on the remdesivir, what are we hearing about any other new medications and any other new treatments, and how are we standing with other drugs that we need.
I'm still glad that you're watching American Pickers, though, as your unwind, and not, you know, Housewives of Atlanta or something like that.
Right.
You know, at least it's tethered in reality. It's good to hear your voice, Doc. I always appreciate your time and think I take too much of it. We appreciate you joining us.
You never do. John, Steve, take care. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Dr. Kevin Most.
So grateful, doctor, yeah. He's the best.